Yeah, welcome on to the call. The head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. A dominant and complete performance for your team to win the Governor's Cup, 38-10 over Brown. What did you like about the way your guys played?
I just love the intent and the way we started. You know, we hadn't been really fast starting team in the previous four, you know, and then I thought that we came out of the gates and, you know, played lights out in the first half. Obviously, you can go through the game and you can find plenty of warts that you got to continue to fix. But, you know, in a big rivalry game, you know, the preparation obviously is important, but the mental focus and the, you know, the elimination of distractions, I thought they handled that environment very well. You know, played very well right from the get-go. And we had some, you know, we had some help. You know, they went for it on fourth down early and, you know, in their side of the field, and we were able to get a stop. But I thought our effort and physicality was outstanding, and I thought that, you know, we came out hitting on all cylinders offensively. So it was a nice way to start and made me feel pretty good going into half. But there were disappointments in the second half, not being able to start a little bit faster, get another score, and probably would have been able to manage it a little bit closer and got more people to play. But we were concerned about them. You know, their second half performances in the first two games were crazy, so we knew they had comeback ability. We had to play a complete system.
First question from Steve McDonald. Go ahead, Steve.
Coach, good morning to you. Just a good comment on the defense. No touchdowns allowed until 3 minutes left on the board in the game. Pretty much dominant on that side of the football, allowing just 262 total yards of offense. Your thoughts on the defense as a whole?
It was very, very rewarding. And I looked up somewhere midway through the fourth quarter, and I looked up there, and 39's in the backfield, and half of his helmet was white. So we actually knocked paint off of people's helmets. And if you're able to do that, you know, that's the kind of defense we want to be. But the last 6-7 minutes, I mean, that was crazy, but the kids kept stepping up and making very stubborn. So it really took another penalty to be able to get them down to the one. So I was disappointed about not giving them the shutout in the second half.
And if I could follow up, Rob, on the offensive side, a big day for Caleb Warren with a couple of touchdowns and I think just about a minute between the two of them. He's emerging more and more week in week to get back to being the big part of your offense.
Yeah, I thought, you know, it was good to see those. I mean, those were wide open throws, and, you know, there's got to be a lot of tribute to the coaching staff and Murph in terms of putting together things that they saw weaknesses in, and they were able to shake them free for a couple of big plays. But, you know, the overall consistency of the offense I thought was really, really quite good, you know, running and passing. And Caleb is a valuable target that we need to make sure is, you know, and always is, you know, planned in our offensive scheme to be able to get the ball to him, because he can create lots of concerns for the defense. And then, of course, you know, that always, you know, opens things up on the perimeter. We've got some guys who are playing pretty well out there as well.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Jim, your next question from Kyle Kensington. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hi, good morning, Coach. Kind of in that same vein, I was wanting to ask about the, you know, having the Shields and Jalen both sort of able to work together offensively, sharing carries, you know, Jalen running really hard and obviously DeShields going over 100. How important is it to have two backs that can both sort of split carries like that?
I think it's critically important. You know, this game's physical and those guys take a beating. You know, you really look at not only those two, but the, you know, the ability to get Gabe slowed in there. He always seems to find a way to give us positive yards and almost crack another big one. Got Rocco Savino going a little bit. And, of course, we got a chance to see our first look at Jaden Griffin, which I thought was really exciting. He's got some great one. And it's critically important to be deep at the running back position. And I feel very good about, you know, our football team in that regard. I think they're coached very well. And they've all are accepting roles and producing, and their numbers are calling.
Jimmy asked, just sort of building off that, you guys ran for almost 300. How much does that help Kasim? Kasim threw for 250 to balance that out. How much does it help him, and how much does it help the play-action game when you're able to run the ball that effectively?
I mean, yeah, the very, very easy layup question there. Yeah, it's absolutely critical. You get the run game going, and then you have your RPOs that are built in, and then your straight play actions. You know, they're very difficult, and I think that you saw, you know, there were some recipients early on. You know, we came out waiting a little bit because that was available on the perimeter. But the run fits tie into one-on-one matchups in the back end, and that's what we were able to take advantage of. So, you know, the biggest thing that we all say, you know, want to be balanced and all this, but we got to be able to find ways to score points, whatever's given to us by the offense. But in terms of a Northeast football team that's got some weather to contend with going down the rest of this stretch, you got to be able to run it and run it physically. And it's critically important. And then you add on the yards that Kasim was able to get on his feet. You know, that they're going to try to take away the running back. He does run it well enough where he hurt them with a couple of big time runs. One I think was up to about 30 yards, and it was good to see him get sprung free like that.
And follow up for Steve, I see.
Coach, you got a bye week this week, and then hosting Elon in roughly 2 weeks from now. Your thoughts on what you want to get accomplished in the off week?
Well, to get our guys back. You know, you saw Evan Stewart, you know, was a game time decision and couldn't rally. You know, he was banged up pretty good from the pick game and the one before that as well. Wesley Neal has a chance to be able to get back in the lineup. We're looking to try to, you know, mend up. I mean, it comes at a great time. You know, they played physical football, so we're going to take a couple of days off. We'll get back together on Wednesday with a light practice and go out there Thursday and Friday and get back to working game speed, and then, you know, shift gears fully next week into Elon. But I want to get, you know, I want to stay where we're at, and we want to just continue to identify the things that are necessary for us to improve on. You know, we missed a wide open receiver on a deep ball. I think we can continue to work on some more of those timings. But, you know, really just continuing to work on our skill set, which, you know, is in a pretty good position midseason right now. Now we've got to be able to play championship level each and every week and keep it really focused in on executing all three phases if we think we're going to have a shot.
Jimmy touched on a little bit earlier how much your defense fought there late in the game, even though you were up trying to keep Brown out of the end zone. And certainly Antonio Carter was one of those guys with the pick and the forced fumble. I just talked a little bit about his performance.
Well, you know, Tone was, you know, started off a little rough. You know, it was, he had the PI first, and then they went up top on him on the fade. So he did what good DBs do, you know, have a short memory, and he got back into the game. And, you know, he's a very talented kid, you know, but they all, you know, they all really embraced the opportunity. It seemed like, you know, everything was coming out of the pocket, trying to give them a chance to get closer and closer. And every time they got close to the end zone, our kids really rallied up, and I thought there was a significant source of pride shown in that series of events. But, you know, they're playing very strong, very hard. They got a lot of good chemistry on that in that room, and we're playing a lot of players, so it's been really rewarding. I think they're playing good football, and we just need to continue to work to develop, you know, what we do best, and we'll continue to make it better and better as we go through. But Tone Carter's a big piece of it, and he's going to have a, he's already made his impact on our football program. He's got many more years to play.
Four straight Governor's Cups for you now, and then a couple wins over O'Brien in the past few years. As the top team in the state, let's say, and state champion, what does that mean as you've, again, we've talked about the building of the program, but what does that mean for your program to continue to win these games?
Well, you know, they're wins. I mean, these guys are both quality football teams, and they're all working to try to get better and better. And we've been on the receiving end of things, you know, back in the day when it wasn't so easy to get through games like that. The Governor's Cup in and of itself is a really good highlighted opportunity to highlight what is available in the state of Rhode Island with football. You know, Division I football with three institutions all playing, you know, very high quality and good players. It says a lot about our program in terms of where we've been able to go. I mean, we're still all locked up and tight when you go into the Governor's Cup because it's a rivalry and anything can happen. But I think when you step back and look at the film, I think, you know, we were a better football team yesterday. Now, you know, graduation, recruiting, all those things have a tendency to even up. And you know, I'd like to think we could go down and beat Brown every year, but same time as they'll find a way to get one done. And I just don't want to be here when that happens. I'm going to keep that cup right here forever and ever, because it's a very special piece, because I do remember when watching that thing go to the other side. It's a dismal feeling. It's, you know, there's space up here in the office where that cup belongs, and we'll do everything we can to do to keep it.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
We'll do it, Rob. Thank you.
All right, take care.